when I was a reader, but I was always reading fiction novels and things like that. I wasn't reading any personal development. And I was already 50 years old, and I picked up a couple of personal development books and went, wow, this stuff's amazing. You know, I couldn't believe it.
Welcome to the Life in Paradise podcast, the show about creating a life you never need a vacation from. You'll gain inspiration from those who have done it before as we share experiences, strategies, and offer practical steps you can take to live your dream life in paradise. With your host, attorney turned alchemist, Dawn Fleming.
Welcome to the September episode of Taking Command with Captain Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you doing? Captain Tom here.
Good. Our topic today is learning to lead. And we've got some fun things in store for you. I don't know how much you ever learned about leadership in school, but we were just talking that that's something that we really kind of had to learn on our own. And that certainly was Tom's experience as well. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So a little bit of my background. When I was growing up, I was my dad was an aerospace physicist and quite renowned. And so when I was growing up, I wanted to follow in his footsteps. So I took all the necessary courses in high school and then went on to a state university near where I lived. Took classes. I was a physics major. So I took a lot of physics classes, engineering, chemistry, advanced calculus, you know, trigonometry, all that, all those classes. After I got out, I realized that I was a nerd, basically. I guess you call it a nerd back then or a dork. I mean, a lot of the guys I was around had their slide rule sheets on their belt. I actually carried a briefcase. I was that nerdy.
Do you have a pocket protector?
No, I kept in a briefcase with all the pens in the top half, and you pick it up. So I was pretty much a nerd. So when I got out of school, the aerospace industry was a little slow at the time. So I got married and I moved up to Washington State. And my wife's uncle got me a job at the power company in the harbor there. And so I did that for a number of years. In that situation, all you do is you do what your foreman tells you to do, and that's it. So after, I think, 8 or 9 years of that, I went through divorce and made a decision that if 30 years is this, and that was in my life, that was not enough. So I picked up my stuff and moved back to Southern California.
Yeah, and we talked about that last month. Not this.
Not this.
So if you missed that episode, go back and listen to that one. He gives you more detail about exactly how that all came about.
So what happened? And I got back down to Southern California, and I flopped around for a couple of years. I was repairing cars and this and that. And then at the time, my brother was selling cameras, video cameras for a government group. And at the time, my dad had just retired. He was a head of a division of a large aerospace company down there. And he just retired. So my brother, my dad, and I, we kind of bid on a contract with the Army. And we won it. I set up in my garage. I got a milling machine and a couple of workbenches, and I set it up and I started a small aerospace research and development company in my garage with mentorship from my dad, and my brother was a sales guy. And so it grew organically from there to the point where I had to get employees and move to an industrial complex, and I had a single wide industrial complex, so it was out of the garage. But it grew organically from there to the point where all of a sudden I had like 8 or 10 employees and 2 units in this industrial complex, and the orders just kept coming in. And so one of the things that I was talking to Dawn about was that I had no training in college about how to deal with this. All my stuff was analytical stuff with physics and engineering and everything, and you talk to a lot of engineers, and they'd have no interpersonal communication skills. And so I was struggling the same way. And when I had to talk to clients and stuff like that, it was a little bit of a struggle. So
Socially awkward.
Socially awkward, because, you know, and even now Don jokes, he's an engineer, so he'll analyze the daylights out of everything. And, you know, which I do. A couple of the challenges I had was I had these like between 8 and 10 machinists and all these, and, you know, these machines in the shop. And I had to deal with personal differences between some of the people. And like we hired a few Vietnamese. They're good machinists. And they lived in the local area down there in Southern California where I had the shop. And they would bring in, for their lunch, they'd bring in these dishes they'd eat that were smelled like rotten fish. And they'd heat them up in the microwave, and some of the other machinists or assemblers says, "Oh, I can't stand this smell." And so I, you know, what do you do? I set up another lunchroom in the other half of the other unit in the building. And, you know, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to deal with a lot of that stuff, because it just doesn't come naturally. It's a learned situation. So what happened was, just a while before I met Don, maybe 2 years before I met Don, I had a project with the Army that was terminated for non-performance because one of our subcontractors couldn't perform a timing signal on a circuit board. And so I had to sell the company to one of our prime vendors. So I sold the machines and the ongoing contracts, and I became an employee of the company I started in my garage. So it was a little easier then, because I didn't have to deal with some of that stuff. They brought in their own accountant and front office and things like that. Manager. So, manager. So I was just a key person in the program. So after I met Dawn, she was involved with a network marketing company that did a lot of personal development and everything. And so I started, when I was a reader, but I was always reading fiction novels and things like that. I wasn't reading any personal development. And I was already 50 years old, and I picked up a couple of personal development books and went, "Wow, this stuff's amazing." You know, I couldn't believe it. And one of the books I picked up was How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. It was an older book, I don't know, from the 30s or something. But a lot of the stuff that I learned at that time, I took to the office with me on how to deal with people and make them part of the process instead of just being over there.
We'll be back in a moment.
Isla Mujeres is a Caribbean jewel off the coast of Cancun. Castillito del Caribe warmly invites you to enjoy our spectacular oceanfront villa, located in the heart of El Centro and a short walk to Playa Norte, which is ranked one of the top 10 beaches in the world. With an ocean view of crystal clear turquoise waters overlooking both the Caribbean and Cancun city skyline, we offer a fabulous location for you to enjoy all the peace and tranquility you're looking for on vacation, while also taking in all the excitement the island has to offer, with activities either in walking distance or a golf cart day excursion away. Please visit CastillitoCaribe.com, www.CastillitoCaribe.com. We look forward to seeing you soon.
I'm so happy to have you with me for the Life in Paradise podcast. I love our listeners and fans, and we'd love to show our appreciation for you supporting the show. So please head over to lifeinparadisepodcast.com, where you can find free resources mentioned in the show, and also register for our gifts, prizes, and swag. I'd also love to hear from you, so there's a place on that page to submit your questions, comments, and requests, so I can serve you better. And if I answer your question on the show, we'll send you a free gift.
And so, like, for instance, In the research and development business, you have these proposals for a development of a product. And so what happens is you have these payments, these progress payments and what you did. For instance, you get a project and you do the drawings for it, and then they send an engineer out from the company. These are big companies, Caltech, McDonnell Douglas, all the big companies, General Dynamics. And so they send out an engineer. Sometimes it's the engineer who's kind of spearheading the project. And you'd sit down with them and go over the drawings. And once he approves the drawings, you get money. And then they're milestone payments, they call them. So what happened was, it used to be a struggle when you'd have to meet with them and they'd argue over things. But after I read this book, I learned a different aspect of it. And so instead of, I learned that you could take, when the client comes, the engineer comes, instead of sitting across from him at the table, you sit next to him and you bring the drawings and you make extra large copies of the drawings and you bring them, you sit it down between the two of you with a pencil, a mechanical pencil laid right on the table. And let's see how we can make this better. And when you, by saying us and we, he felt some ownership of this. And you wouldn't believe what a difference it made when it came to dealing with some of these clients. It was between night and day, because they weren't the enemy. They were cohorts in this project. Even though, you know, they were in a different company than I was, but they started to work together, lock arms and work together. And I used to go home to Don and I said, "Man, this stuff really works," you know. It was amazing how...
I remember that.
Yeah, how it really...
You were so excited.
Yeah, how it works. And then also dealing with the employees and saying, instead of saying, you screwed up on this machine work and stuff, and I says, how can, you know, instead of saying things like that, I says, how can we redo this project and do it a little bit faster? Instead of saying, "You screwed up, you better, you know, do it faster," how can we do it? And it was amazing, the difference. Stuff that I should have learned, you know, 12, 15 years ago. But they don't teach that in school. They don't. There's no class in college on interpersonal communications or personal development. It's all, you know, art. You know, composite, you know, English comp and things like that. And then all my classes are engineering and stuff like that. So I was really learned a lot by doing that. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, the personal development books, you know, really getting better yourself. But also we had a lot of exposure to leadership because we were with this network marketing company. And so like John Maxwell was a huge influence for both of us in really any of his books you could read. We had opportunities to see him live.
Yes, and we used to go to, you know, every time we got a personal development seminar, we could, Brian Tracy, some of the, every time we got a chance, we would go and take notes and really, you know, really absorb it, because it was important for us, not only in my engineering business, but later on in our other business, because we had a huge team of people, and you got to deal with all sorts of
personalities
types. Yes.
Conflicts amongst people.
Sure. And you had to be able to negotiate and soothe people and stuff like that. And so you constantly had to work on yourself, because that, if you worked on yourself, it helped deal with everything else.
Just made everything easier.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a great thing to pick up at any age, as you mentioned. You know, you were 50 before you were exposed to some of this material.
And even when we were down in Mexico, I took on, when we built the third floor on our place down there during COVID, because there was no clients, I became the contractor to work with our workers. And you have to treat them, you know, with respect and everything, and be calm when we had to make adjustments and things like that. And you know, so that even helped me later, after my engineering was over with, was dealing with people, even people who hardly spoke your language. You had to be kind and understanding and work together, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So.
Well, cool. Well, next month, we're going to dive into your next career after that engineering company when we move to Florida and talk about turf wars and how you can resolve those and build teamwork.
Hey, sounds good.
All right. Well, until then, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to the Life in Paradise podcast. Did you love this episode? If so, we'd love for you to follow, rate, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We invite you to tune in every week for more inspired insights and wisdom to create your somebody pinch me reality. And until next time, dream big and act on it daily.